Welcome everyone to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. Boom, 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 boom. Actually, if you've heard the newer ones, there's a heartbeat in it that I've put. It's really cool. So anyway, I'm Mike Williams, Director of Communications here at the Utah PTA. To my right, your left is...
I'm Angelie Ado, the Family Life Commissioner.
And I'm Kemi Witchers, Community Engagement Commissioner.
And we're here to talk to you about... Oh, wait. Does Angelie have something for us?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, the question for today is, what's the worst date you've been on?
Okay. I don't know if it's the worst date. But I remember I took this girl out and we went to a movie or dinner or whatever. And so when we went to dinner, we ordered, and they bring the check. And I'm like, I didn't bring my credit card. It was so embarrassing. So this poor girl had to pay for dinner because I didn't bring my money.
At least she had money.
Yeah.
I know, for real.
So embarrassing.
Parents.
Oh. No, and this was when I was 23 years old, so it wasn't like I'm...
Was there a second date? I'm guessing no.
No, but... second date with her. Nope. So I don't know. If it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be super embarrassing.
That's,
for sure.
Yep. Well, there you go.
For sure. I mean, one that comes to mind, and it's not even really anything like off the wall. It was just the whole night he kept asking me questions like, what's your favorite color?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know what else to talk about, so he just kept asking these really random questions, and I was like, okay.
You know, and those questions.
But then when like you would talk to him, it would be like, one word answers too. So, this is gonna be a rough night.
That's so awkward. But I feel like those questions are always on like, you know, questionnaires. But I'm like, when you read that, it's like in one ear out the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, or yeah. When they're introducing people and they're like, this person's favorite color is red. And I'm like, what's their favorite color?
Yep. Yeah.
So I was thinking about a date that I went on when I was at BYU. I had just had knee surgery, and so I had just weaned myself off my crutches, but I still couldn't walk very far. And so this guy from one of my classes, he was like, don't worry, I'll pick you up, and I'll, like, drive you around, and then I'll drive you home from our date. And I was like, okay, great. And I lived kind of far from campus, and so he was like, I'm gonna pick you up. So he comes to my door, and he's like, oh, sorry, the car didn't work out. And I was like, okay. He's like, but I think they can pick us up, like, from the restaurant. So if we can just walk to the restaurant, then they'll bring us home. And I was like,
how far away is said restaurant?
I mean, I don't know if you know Provo, but, like, I lived in Raintree Apartments. So that's, like, I guess far, almost as far off campus as you can be, pretty much. And the restaurant was, like, on the southeast side of campus. So it was pretty far. So we walk all down Center Street and then, or University Avenue, and then go on Center Street and walk really far. And we go to dinner. It's like the most awkward dinner ever. Like, just awkward dinner. And then he's like, oh, like, my friend texted me. He's like, he can't pick us up, so we're just going to have to walk home. And I just was like fuming mad the whole time. And my knee hurt so bad. And I was like, that's it.
Don't call me.
I'm like, no. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, that would be frustrating.
Yeah.
Before the days of Uber.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There was also like a bus stop in front of my house, in front of my apartment complex that I didn't know about the whole year until I had knee surgery. And I was like, why didn't I ride the bus this whole year?
Yeah.
This whole time. Yeah. Like, because that was like when bus passes and they were like $25 or something. Like, they were so cheap. And I was like, what the heck? It's right here.
Darn.
Yep. Yeah.
Good times.
Share with us your date, worst date stories.
Date disasters.
Date disasters.
I know, I'm trying to think if I ever had, like, something that just, like, the whole night went wrong.
Well, my husband thinks that we had went up to Salt Lake to watch one of the movies at the Joseph Smith Building, and we came home, and my roommates and I, we were like, let's go to Taco Bell. Like, that was just, like, a thing we did. And we didn't want to, like, lose our parking spot. So he was like, oh, I'll take you guys. So we drive over to Taco Bell, and my roommates are in front of me, and they're paying for their food. And he said, while he was in line, he's like, I should pay for her. I should pay for her. I should pay for her. Like, I'm the guy. I should pay for her. And he didn't pay for me. And then he, like, feels bad that he didn't pay for me. And he's like, I should have paid for everybody. Like, it was only two other girls. Like... But he still thinks about that. So it's, like, ingrained in his brain.
Oh, man.
So pay for your friend when you go to Taco Bell, okay?
$20. I know. Probably pretty cheap, right?
I'm like, they just sent me an email today. There's 10 new items for $3 or less.
Nice.
All right. That's good.
That's good. We do not sponsor. No. Or they're not sponsoring us.
Okay.
New sponsor for Utah PTA.
If we could get them, sure.
Right?
Yeah, we'll work on that.
We have McDonald's. It's awesome. Okay.
Cool.
Today we're talking about nominating committees.
Nominating committees.
Which I feel like is quite fitting because it's that season.
Yep.
Well, and hopefully you watched, but there was a Practical PTA October 28th.
It was the 24th.
Whatever the Thursday before
Halloween.
The Thursday before Halloween. And you can go back and catch that at the PTA University, I believe, or through the UTA PTA University.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it again. Marisa's amazing. She is such a wealth of knowledge. Like, working with her, she's amazing.
And there were some great questions posed by some people, and I was trying to do the chat and trying to answer questions, and then I was like, Marisa, the question is blah, 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 and I found it. It's in Article 5, C3, and she's like, correction, Mike, it's not there. I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, I'm sweating bullets.
Yeah,
I'm trying to help, but she knew way more than I knew.
Yeah, she really does. Yep. And just knowing the value of your bylaws. Like, read your bylaws. Like, you should be familiar with your bylaws. You should read them through regularly. Before you do your nominating committee, I encourage you to get out your bylaws. And if you don't know where those bylaws are, go online to utahpta.org.
/bylaws,
probably. Is it /bylaws?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
But you can look it up in the search bar. Bylaws,
boom. Or it's in tools. If you just click on the tools tab and it drops down and there's bylaws right there. But read over it with your whole, like, read over it with your membership, with your board. Read over it so everyone's clear, because those are your governing documents. Like, they are what not runs your PTA, but, like, the guidelines for your PTA.
Yeah.
And they're great. Like, if... So, for example, I know this is not about nominating committees, but bylaws are so awesome and important. There are minimum requirements for positions or whatever, or a quorum. I just want to point out, the quorum for our bylaws was like 18 people, and we're like, we can barely get 12 people to this thing. So I was like, there's a minimum of 10? We're changing our bylaws.
Yes.
So if you're like, man, we sure struggle trying to get our 25 people here, well, change your bylaws. Exactly. Lower it a little. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Make sure you look at that and do know what your quorum is. And that's also in your bylaws as well. So.
And I think, so to go with nominating committee, in the bylaws it tells you who needs to be nominated. What positions? Because that was some of the questions, like, oh, do I need to have a nominating committee for a board specialist over book fair? No, you don't.
Those can be appointed.
Those can be appointed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, and I will tell an example. So I had a friend, and this is another reason why PTA is wonderful. A little plug for PTA. And we were talking about nominating committees, and she had changed schools with her kids, and so she was at a school that did not have a PTA, and they were in the process of electing their PTO president. And because they didn't have bylaws that governed how they were to select their president, it got really, really ugly. and these two women were like fighting over this president's position. Whereas if you have the bylaws right in front of you, you can say, this is how we're doing it. We're creating a nominating committee. They're going to take, what's the word? Take
recommendations.
Yeah, recommendations. They're going to pick the nominees, and then we're going to vote on them if you want to run from the floor. Like, they had none of that. And so these two ladies, and she said it was really hard because she was right in the middle of it because they were texting and fighting each other through this text thread that she was in. And just because there was no outline for how this was to be done. And she said, it was the first time that she realized she really, really wished that they were a PTA. So these are good, and they help protect you, and they help, you know, when someone comes and questions. If you follow your bylaws, people can't question your nomination. They can't, I mean, they can come and they can run against them and run from the floor, but they can't invalidate them, I guess. If you're following your bylaws, then your nominations and your whole process is validated and you're good to go.
So, yeah. Well, and I just did like Google search of nominating committees because I feel like sometimes when we get into PTA, we're like, why do we do this? What is a nominating committee? But it's actually like really common to have in other businesses, you know, if they have a board. So it says the term nomination committees refers to a committee that acts as part of an organization's corporate governance. A nomination committee evaluates a firm's board of directors and examines the skills and characteristics required of board candidates. And it says that lots of businesses use nominating committees. And I love that. Like, these successful businesses are using nominating committees to find the right people, to have the right skill sets, the right time to use, all the things. And it's kind of nice that other, like, there's multiple eyes looking, you know, like sometimes we feel a little stressed and we're like, I need a secretary, a treasurer, and this, and this, and this, and this, and who am I going to pick, you know, like, so the nominating committee really helps.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever served on nominating committees?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lots or just like a few times?
Actually quite a few, I feel like.
Yeah.
I've only done like three.
But was it stressful or was it fine?
It was wonderfully easy.
Yeah,
I think it's great because you get together and you talk about and you receive people are like, oh, I want to do this or I want to do this. And you don't run into it too often. I mean, you probably do, but you don't run into too many people vying for one position. So it's kind of simple, I guess. One of them, we did have two people going for one position, but it was great because we got to talk about it and we found out talking to them that they would like to do it, but at that time in their life they could do it if they really needed to, but then the other person's like could do it and they were fine, and so we were like, it makes sense for this person to do it.
Yeah.
So the nominating committee takes all the stress out of trying to find and choose if you're on the board and executive committee going, oh, who's going to be? Let the nominating committee take care of it. And it's great. They can send out emails to everyone and say, hey, this it's open for nominees. And if you want, there's instructions. I probably talked about this already, but my first time on a nominating committee, I thought I could just throw people under the bus. So I was just like throwing people's names in there. I'm like, yeah, let's make them do it. And I'd call them up. I'm like, hey, I nominated you for this. Do you want to serve? And they're like, you know, you have to get permission. What? So yes. I learned that hard way. But
well, we all have to learn.
Yep, and that was me learning. I was just putting, it was so funny. Who should serve in these positions? I was just listing people. I'm like, I know this person and this person. Would be awesome.
But at the same time, things like that, sometimes getting that phone call and having someone say, hey, I think you do a really good job in this position, makes them kind of think about, oh, maybe I could do this position. Or I had thought about this position, but I didn't think I was qualified. Or
yep.
So I think those phone calls and those interactions with people and inviting them to apply or saying, you know, I'd like to nominate you. Is that okay? I think that's really valuable. And I think that helps us build our PTAs as people realize, oh, well, maybe I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my count. So I'll be, my term for council president is up. And so I'm already, like, talking to PTA presidents. Hey, We're gonna have a nominating committee soon, and I'm gonna be terminating soon. I mean, somebody might nominate me, or I might nominate myself to do it again because I love it. But it would be nice to, you know. But you just asked people. It was great because I talked to somebody. I said, "Hey, I think you'd do an awesome job if you took over my position." And you know, talking to them, and they declined, but they would have been good. Like, but that's it. You that's what the nominating committee is great. You get them going, and that's what they do is go talk to people.
Mm-hmm. When I was just thinking about, I've had PTAs come back to me and say, you know, we sent out an email and we've tried to get people and we can't get anyone. And I think, okay, but you've got to do more than an email. Yep. Because how many times do you read an email that's like, oh, they need a PTA president? Okay.
Yes, that's me. I mean, we were just talking a few minutes ago about how we never check one of our emails. So, like...
So it is important. And, you know, having someone come to you one-on-one. I know I've told you guys this before. Like, the whole reason that I ran for school board is because I got approached by 4 people beforehand that told me that I should do it. And I would have never just run out of, I wouldn't have been like, oh, that position's open, let's go for it. Yeah. It's just not, that's not always how it works. And I mean, even when I was president first in a local PTA, it was because someone came and talked to me, mm-hmm. and they said, you would be a really good president. So I think those one-on-one interactions and invitations and letting them know their strengths,
yep.
and the leadership skills that they have are really valuable.
And you're right. You just got to talk to people. I think that's what it comes down to, is actual conversation with someone. I serve on another committee, and we talked to several people. And they were just like, oh, I didn't know that committee existed. Oh, I'd love to join that. Oh, I didn't know. Like, oh, of course I want to do that. Is this how it's going to help the community? Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. You just talk to people. Yeah. Get to know.
And be honest about what the position entails.
Oh, yeah, yes. For sure. Don't say it's like 1 hour of work when it's really like 25 or whatever.
Like, you're not doing anyone favors by being like, it's so simple. You just delegate.
Treasure's
everyone.
Nothing, man. You don't do anything. Oh, man.
Don't do them that disservice.
And I mean, I guess like plug for procedure books right here. It's really nice if the nominating committee can like see those procedure books and be like, okay, the secretary actually is doing X, Y, and Z, you know, so that they kind of have that accurate sure. picture of what's happening in those positions.
That's a huge must. If you can do a procedure book, we didn't have one in our elementary, and I was like, what does this position do? And I'm trying to tell people, hey, we need the secretary. What do they do? Go to meetings and take notes? I bet there's more, but
like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm going into that position. Like, it'd be so much nicer going in and going, I have this whole procedure book that like walks me through what I need to do, as opposed to like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Yep. There's convention in May.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Even if it's just simple, like, especially if you've never done one before, if you're the Red Ribbon Week person, if you just go write down about the week and kind of like a journal, like, how'd the week go? What did we spend our money on? Like, what was great? What wasn't great? What did you need more help with? Or whatever. Just put some of those specifics in. And then as the years go, you can kind of like...
Fine-tune it.
Yeah, fine-tune it and tailor it. And
don't always rely on, oh, you know what? We always have a person for this position. So like our book fair. Oh, I've been doing it for 5 years, and now I have somebody, she's helping me do it, and now she'll know. And well, what if she moves and... Now nobody knows how to do book fair, mm-hmm. and all the cool contacts they have. So yeah, mm-hmm. procedure book is super awesome.
So great. And it really does help the nominating committee. And one thing like I love that nominees can also do is they can help find people for your chair positions, you know. The person you're on the phone with might not want to be the president-elect, but they would love to help with the take-home reading library.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, yep. And so they can kind of fill some other spots that...
Oh, for sure.
Need filled on your general board also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried to convince this lady to be on the executive board, and we do this and this and this. She's like, no, I just don't want to do it. Well, what interests you? I would love to be over membership. You would love to be over membership? You got it.
Yeah.
We will appoint you to be a membership, whatever. Let's do that. Let's get this done. Or yeah. So, yeah, just talking to people that... Mm-hmm. Most people want to do something.
Yeah.
They just may not want to be president or
right.
yeah, or one of those. So. So yeah. Hopefully you can find a president. I think if you ask and you really let people, I mean, you're looking for people with those leadership skills. Hopefully you can find someone.
Yeah. If you just send out an email and think that your president, your next president's going to write back, they're not. So you got to do a little bit.
Need a bit of encouragement.
A little bit more.
We all need a little encouragement in life to do the hard things. So
your bylaws say that you have to have a nominating committee. That's part of having a PTA in good standing. And you form that at a general membership meeting. And usually, this is also in your bylaws, it says how many people you need to have on your nominating committee. It's usually 3 with 2 alternates, but some do 5. It needs to be an odd number. And if you want to be on the executive committee or any position that's elected, you cannot serve on the nominating committee. So if you're like, I really want to be the secretary, don't sign up for the nominating committee.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are on the nominating committee and you guys are having discussions and then you kind of feel like you want to be the secretary, you can recuse yourself and an alternate will come and take your place. And then you could say, I want to be the secretary. And that mm-hmm. happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That happened to me. I was on the nominating committee and we met and they were like, well, we don't have anyone. And who can you think of? And we were like, well, maybe this person, that person. I was like, I guess I could do it. And they're like, all right, you're off. And then I sign up.
See you later.
I'm out. This conversation is
yep.
over. Yep. When you don't, another thing that I hope people realize is, like, the next thing about nominating committee is you don't take minutes. Like, there are no minutes oh, yeah. taken at that meeting.
It's all, like, confidential.
Super confidential.
You're talking about some very sensitive information sometimes. So you don't have to get a secretary for that meeting. You can just talk freely. Hopefully the people on your committee, you have a relationship such that you can have those kinds of conversations. Because sometimes there are hard things that have to be brought up there. Hopefully not too often. But yeah. I know I've sat on nominating committees where some sensitive things did
yeah,
come
same.
Up. And they were important to talk about. Yeah. And I was grateful to know. And hopefully if you were ever on a nominating committee, it is really important to honor that not secrecy, but honor that
trust.
Yeah, that trust that nothing that is said in that room goes beyond that room, because there are, you know, you're talking about personal things sometimes, and it's important to know that, you know, things that are spoken about people aren't taken out of the room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two, when you're discussing things about people, that none of it's meant to be malicious or anything. It's just, this is what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of like matter of fact, or like Miss Susie, well, she just took this new full-time job, so maybe this big position isn't the best thing for her right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the situation mm-hmm. might be.
Yep. So I think that's important when you do take that position on, to be willing to realize the importance of being trustworthy and not taking anything beyond
mm-hmm.
the room.
I think, it's also good when you're forming your nominating committee to make sure you have different representation. So if you have several like neighborhoods in your area or school, to have those different neighborhoods and cultures represented. And like if you're all living like 2 blocks away from the school, you might not reach all the people that you could potentially reach, you know, because we don't know everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to think I knew everybody in my school, but now we have like 900 kids. I'm like, I do not know everybody anymore. Like,
well, and sometimes they might know of someone or know something that,
yes,
you know, if you just
definitely.
Stick to your one little circle, you're really limiting who you can get. So, yeah. And talking to teachers and secretaries, I think at our elementary school, I think we always had a teacher or a staff member on our nominating committee, because they kind of knew the parents that were coming in and volunteering in the classroom, and they could kind of bring that aspect to the nominating committee, which was kind of nice to have. Oh, well, you know, so-and-so's grandma comes in and reads with the kids every Monday. Maybe we could ask her, you know, for maybe she wants to do something, or she could recommend someone. So,
and in your bylaws, it does state that you don't want your principal or your superintendent to be on your nominating committee, but they can definitely be someone that you have a conversation with. You know, you obviously wouldn't invite them to your whole entire meeting, but you could have them come and give some feedback or ask questions, and I think that's a good resource. But
Yeah. You don't want them.
They're not supposed to be on it.
It doesn't say that they can't.
Nope.
Nope. It just says it's recommended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the positions?
Yeah.
I just know that when I was first a PTA president, I was like, wait, who do we need to vote, elect, nominate? What's going on? I'm like, to me, I was all brand new. I was like, so do we need to elect the person over Book Fair? I mean, that's like, do we need to do somebody family life? Do we need to have a nominating committee for family life or education, health and safety? No, no, you don't, by the way. But I had no idea. I didn't know what that meant. So president, right? Mm-hmm. President-elect, treasurer, secretary, admin VP, who is principal.
Usually, it could be a VP.
It could be a vice principal. If anyone's in Region 17 Canyons, VP, they're working on every elementary having a vice principal, which would be very nice. And I've actually talked to our principal. I said, you know, you don't have to be on the PTA. You can assign that to your vice principal so you're not taking up more time than necessary. So, I mean, if you do have a vice principal, use them so that gives your principal, oh, sweet, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And then there's VPs, right?
Well, and you also have your teacher VP.
Oh, teacher VP. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Although I know a lot of PTAs, because especially when you in, you know, January, February, March, when you're trying to put these boards together, a lot of times those teachers don't know what they're going to be doing the next year.
Yep.
And so that's often one that gets bumped into the fall.
Yeah. And they also, like, most teachers have a lot of, like, assignments. You know, they, like, mm-hmm. one year they're the team lead, and one year they're the head of the Sunshine Committee, yep. or, you know, or whatever. So it's hard to know when kind of, like, those assignments aren't made either. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be like, oh, well, now you have to come to, like, 1,000 other meetings. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yep. Well, and I think it's important, and I'm really grateful for Corey Fairholm for really driving this, like, I just remember her saying this in so many meetings, because a lot of people refer to it as the executive board, but it's the executive committee.
Yep.
So executive committee is elected by nominating committee.
Mm-hmm.
But your board goes beyond that. That's, you know, where your, like, reflections chair and...
it's like where your Book Fair chair is. And
that's where all your
Red Ribbon Week.
Mm-hmm, and where all your chairs sit. So that's the board, but the committee itself is what the nominating committee elects. So she was really good about, like, driving that home for everyone. Like, this is your executive committee, not your board.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and that helps, too, when you're going, well, wait, do we need to nominate a reflection person?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the last one is the vice presidents. And in your bylaws, it states how many you need.
Mm-hmm.
I think the minimum is 2, but apparently it's 0.
Apparently it's 0. We just learned that today.
You just discovered you can put 0. I don't know if that's...
And reading in here, it says, so each PTA can determine the needs and then decide what VP positions are needed. Vice president examples can include communications, public relations, leadership, membership, fundraising, legislative/advocacy, etc. I don't know if anybody's looked into it. I was like, what's leadership VP? So I was like, I want. So I looked into it, and I loved it. And it was perfect for this person that leadership VP is someone who teaches leadership skills or leadership PTA stuff to incoming executive committee or board members. And I wanted one on just the elementary level. And so the lady I was talking to, I was like, you would be perfect for it, because she knew PTA up and down, in and out. And I was like, all I want you to do is be this. And your sole purpose is to talk to people about PTA and train them and get them excited about it. She didn't do it, but... I mean, once again, you try.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
It would be an awesome position. I'm like, leadership, that's great. Just... having somebody who's dedicated to teaching PTA and getting people excited and learning their positions. On my council level last year, I wanted an advocacy VP, and we got one. And it was great because that I put it out there. I put it in the email that we sent it to every school, and people. One lady was like, "That is perfect. That is what I want to do. I want to be advocacy VP." And so that's she was the only person that got nominated, which was great. I was fine with that. But she's joined our team, and it's so nice to have her because she's just like, "Oh, this is what the you know the state is doing, and this is what we want." And she's telling all the PTAs, "Oh, thank you."
That's so great.
It's so great.
Well, and not having to know, you know, because the president. It isn't their job to know everything. It's to know someone who knows everything.
Yes.
I mean, you would hope as a president you know kind of everything. But you can't be everywhere at once. You can't know everything. And so to have those helpers, because advocacy is such a huge part of PTA. And so to have someone who can kind of be watching that, you know, scope in that area and just reporting back is huge.
Yeah. I love that. I was talking to my superintendent and he said something like, someone had asked him a question, like a very specific question, I think it was about like dual immersion or something. And he was like, "I don't know all the specifics, but I can find out from my team members. Like, I know about the programs and I know like kind of what's going on about all the things, but like I trust my team members to know like all the specifics, you know, and when I need to know the specifics that are communicated to me." And I love that. Like, I love that, you know, he's in all the things, but he doesn't have to know all the things, but he's also trusting that his team members are going to know the things and do the things.
Yep.
You know?
That's awesome.
I love it. Yeah. He delivered it so much better than I did, but.
No, I love that. I love sharing that workload because I think, you know, that workload can get really big, and to have someone kind of take on that portion of it so that you can, you know, focus in other areas is really helpful.
Yeah.
So. Tangent. That's why.
Love it.
No, that is why I love taking a leadership position, learning and going, well, leadership is hard. I want to be a little person again. Let me just focus on one little thing and help that person so that they can go, they can do their position better. So one day I'll do that.
Don't get too far up the chain too fast.
Yes, that's right.
I'm going back down.
Yes, go back down.
Although, well, I look at, well, I don't know if she's really gone back down because now she's at national, but I was just thinking of Stacey Molinette because, you know, now she is a council president, but she's also serving on like national committees and stuff too. So never mind.
Yeah. Just ever upward.
Ever.
Although I think we do have some other past presidents that might be council presidents and things too, so who knows?
Just put me as secretary in elementary. That's
no.
The best. Mm-hmm. You don't like secretary?
I don't.
No, I'm like horrible at taking notes.
I am just this type master. I'm loving it. I'm like, that was great.
I'm the secretary of our resolutions committee, and I'm either like taking notes or like trying to think about what the notes need to say. And then I can't follow the conversation.
Yep.
I'm like, hold on, stop, let me write that down.
Wait, what did you say?
I know, yeah, like I all like constantly, that. I'm like, can you write that in the chat, please? So I can
just in a minute. It's true. I think, yeah, for me, I think that secretary position is a valuable position that I do not excel
at. Yeah, same.
Yes. I've done it before, but it's not my favorite. Yeah. It depends on the meeting, too. Some meetings, I think, are easier to be a secretary for. Others, there's so much information. Like, I look at some of the meetings I've been doing with transition team, and there's just a lot of information. So kudos to you, Carol, for being amazing.
No kidding.
Well, and I struggle with, like, because they say when you look at the minutes that it would give someone a sense of, like, what happened in the meeting. But I'm like, but how detailed do you make it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, so we were having a conversation about our resolution specialist in our resolutions meeting. And I'm like, what do I write about this conversation? Like, like, I really didn't know. So I kind of just wrote, like, we had a conversation and this was the outcome. Because,
there you go.
Like,
Do you need all of
the... Yeah, I was like, do we need all the details? Like, yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably didn't put in enough details, but...
Jane stated this.
Yeah.
John stated this. Oh, boy.
Because I was like, if you read these minutes, you won't know what the conversation was about, just that we had a conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You do your best.
I don't know. Oh, man. Well, okay. This year... So last year I served on a nominating committee, and this year it has actually been really fun to, like, be on the other side of it and watching them serve. And I'm like, you guys, like, I tell my other friends on the nominating committee, I'm like, we did so good. Like, yep. I feel like if you, like, do the process, like, you can, like, see it working. Mm-hmm. It's, like, so magical, you know? I'm like, if you care about it, you do it right. I'm like, look, they're doing so good. Like...
Would you say it takes a lot of time to be on the nominating committee? Does it, like, take forever?
It depends on what you're... At a local level, probably not.
No.
Okay, yeah. What about a council level?
Even that just depends on... if
it's not, like, super hard, is it?
Kind of trying to look for someone, I think it kind of depends on how much work the committee is doing.
Yeah, I feel like last year for my council nominating committee, the nominating chair, she was, like, stressed, and I felt like she was doing a lot of work.
Interesting. Well, how many positions are you looking for at that? And how many people are applying for it or self-nominating or being nominated?
Well, that's, like, no one self-nominated themselves, so
she's struggling trying to find people?
And yeah, that's what makes it hard? I feel like they had a really good system, but it just was hard. Like, they struggled, and I was like, don't feel anything until you feel the president-elect.
Okay, so here's a question for you. And I mean, I have my opinions on some answers, but is it better to leave a position open or to fill it with someone who you don't feel can fill the position or can do the job?
Oh, that's tricky.
Dude, that is tough. Mm-hmm. Well,
they can't do the job because they're, like, bad at it, or, like...
They're the only ones.
They're the only one that says they want to do it.
Maybe, I mean, I've experienced this, like, with president. We had someone who wanted to be president. Like, the desire was there, but the concern about, you know, they were ones that would come late to the meetings.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Like, okay. Their track record...
Okay.
Kind of made it so that it was hard to be, you know, and they would miss assignments that they were given. They wouldn't, you know, complete them. And they weren't reliable, but they wanted to be the PTA president, and nobody else wants it.
That is so tricky because you want people to grow and learn.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time...
I know.
They're signing, like... legal documents for their PTA, but
I think it is hard. I have found usually when we put someone in a position just so we have a warm body there, it doesn't go well.
Yeah,
is kind of what we found. It's just hard when they have, like, that desire and they want to do it, and you just hope that maybe they'll rise to the occasion. I don't know. I think that's a tricky one, but
it's hard.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's another reason why, you know, maybe nominating committees need to go, yeah, we have this nominee, but this is not a good fit, and we need to go back out and see if we can find someone else. And not because, you know, this person doesn't have their heart in it, but it's just, you know, we want PTA to be successful as well.
Yeah. Well, I feel like sometimes when you read, like the qualifications of the job, sometimes you can, like, start eliminating people right away, but then sometimes you still have people that, like, apply, and you're like, your skill sets and your time and whatever, they don't quite match up, you know, even though they want to do that position, but they just don't quite match. And so that's tricky though, because they want to do it and maybe no one else wants to do it. Mm-hmm. But we're also not, PTA doesn't just put people in just because they want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like most of us got here not because we wanted to do it. I mean, we all want to do it now, but...
Well, I think think too, some of that is like a confidence thing, like, oh, yeah, you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Which I feel like is different, you know, when someone just really doesn't have those skill sets.
Yeah.
And I think those are kind of some of those difficult conversations that you have to have as a nominating committee of, can this person do this job?
Yeah.
You know, or can we put supports in place?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
That would help this person to be able to accomplish right. it. You know, can we give them a really, an awesome secretary and an awesome treasurer and, you know, give them that support system that can kind of help carry the burden if maybe they fall short?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Yeah.
So something to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if there's necessarily a right answer. I think that is circumstantial.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's something to think about.
Well, and I think it does help you to realize, like, it is okay to go out looking for another nominee. Like, if your nominee isn't right or you're worried about them, it's okay to go out and seek mm-hmm. out
yeah.
more people. I think that's...
I think some of the best people have been found because they went out and talked to someone else,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that's how it went last year in our elementary. Our president was pretty surprised. She was like, yeah, we put the nominating committee together, and she was so excited when elections came, and she's like, Mike, it's awesome. There are these people in the neighborhood nobody knew about because we had the nominating committee. And then she was so excited. I was like, a month ago, she's like, we had like 12 people come. Like, that just doesn't happen. Like, in person, 12 people come to our board meeting. And it's just because there's new people that, because, and I think it stems from nominating committee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're out there looking and talking to people and talking to teachers. And teachers just should be a resource. You go to your Definitely. Teachers and say, hey, who's volunteering in your class? Like, mm-hmm. teachers will be like, oh, da 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 da. There's 10 people that volunteer in class. And then you talk mm-hmm. to them, and yeah. People just don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to them.
Because I think you just go to, like, the obvious. You go to the room mom.
Yeah.
Which, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Love our room moms. They're so great. But sometimes you need that person that comes in and does math help.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, my wife, by the way, she's only a PTA member because I pay for her membership every year.
Yeah, she doesn't
want to do anything with the PTA.
She supports you, though.
I know,
so
she
that,
supports.
I mean, that's a lot.
She's always like, one day maybe I'll just, do you need me to cut stuff out? I can sit home and cut stuff.
Hey, and she's home with your kids
yeah,
right now.
She is. All five of them.
So.
Time and a season for things. For
there
sure.
is. Yep. So I just think, yeah, nominating committees are great. You might have one year the person can't do it, but the next year they can, and
mm-hmm.
you just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going at it.
For sure.
Time and a season.
Yep.
Is there anything else we
all
need
things.
To talk about?
I don't know. I pulled up a couple things, but let's see if we covered all of it.
Just so that you know, in your bylaws, if you're looking at local bylaws, nominations, so it starts with Article 6, officers and their elections. And then there's, you know, sections that talk about the different officers and positions. And then down on Section 5 is where it actually spells out the nominating committee for you. Just trying to see if there's anything else I wanted to. And there's even a section on vacancies. Like, we've had instances where we had, and this is actually a president in place, and presidents have to be elected. Like, you cannot appoint a president ever. They have to be elected. So, you know, it does cover when you have vacancies. Some of them can be appointed, but president-elect, those have to be.
And also in the handbook,
have to be elected.
In your president's handbook, there's a section about nominating committees. Because there is some specific verbiage you have to read when you're doing your nominating committee and then when you're doing your elections. So if you just go to your president's handbook, it gives you everything you need to know. There's like 3 or 4 pages that you can like read through and make sure you're covering all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you kind of how to put it in your minutes and everything. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
If you have any questions, though, you're in the local level, contact council, the region,
mm-hmm.
region, the state. there are weird things that happen. Maybe mm-hmm. I've had a president-elect that moved. So we were like, oh, crud. Well, what do? We don't have a... And we already had nominating committee and everything. And so there's... I know that we had... We were like, I don't know what to do. So Region had to come and help us figure stuff out like that. So if you ever have something that comes up weird, just contact your uppers.
Yeah.
Even at the state level, how we had to put a nominating committee together.
I feel like we did. I feel like we talked about that recently.
I don't remember where it was. Anyway, but sometimes...
Things happen.
Yep. Things happen.
Yep. I mean, I remember having a president that had to... Like, we elected her, and a month later, she had to... She had to resign because she had personal things that happened in her life that she said, unforeseen, I have to step away.
And, like, family first.
Yeah.
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 You know, I want to say, like, if you're on the receiving end of a phone call, don't feel pressured into it. You know, you can actually think about it and discuss with your family and see mm-hmm. if that's the right fit for you, you know, because we care about families and we care about kids. But if this is going to put, like, a strain on your marriage or something, like, please don't do that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And nominating committees, when you call, that's one thing I tried to do when I would talk to people. This is it. And don't feel pressure. We think you would be a great fit.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Try and word it that in a way that you're not. If you don't do it, we're screwed.
You might feel like that, but don't say that.
I mean, that's how I've... You know, when they did nominations for this position for me, and they called me, and that it was a very nice, good phone call that I was like, oh, thank you. Yeah, I didn't feel pressured at all. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I think you're going to enjoy the position more if you don't feel forced into it. Yeah. And you want people that like their position. You don't want resentful.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I think, I guess I kind of sum up all the things we talked about is that this can be, like, very meaningful.
Yeah.
You know, when it's done the right way and not done because, like, we have to check it off the box, it can be meaningful in all the different ways.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's a great way to strengthen PTAs, I think, for sure.
Yeah, I love it.
Get the right people in the right places. So. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. That's all, folks.
Get your nominating committee together.
Yep, December 31st
is
that deadline. So.
We try to do it sooner, but December 31st is the deadline. All bylaws say that.
Yep.
That is non-negotiable.
Yep.
Unlike other things that we just...
Few things you can change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those that you cannot. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see you next time.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.